Senate will be in order. The prayer today will be offered by the Senator from Adams, Senator Shipley. He's the guest of all of us. Following the prayer, please remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance, led by Megan Decker.
Good morning. Would you join me in a spirit of prayer? Our Heavenly Father, our gracious and Heavenly Father, we thank you for another day to serve in your kingdom. We are truly blessed to serve the people of Iowa in this beautiful building. Grant us patience, tolerance, and good judgment as we work to help the people of this great state that you have given us. Help us to remember that if we look to you first, we can find our way. We ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Are there corrections to the journal? Hearing none, the journal is approved as printed. Are there any senators to be excused? Pursuant to Rule 38, the chair refers Senate File 2143 from the regular calendar to the Committee on Appropriations. There is business in the well. The secretary will read.
For the information of the body, we have four gubernatorial appointees to introduce to the Senate. The first one is Annette Dunn as the Chief Information Officer. She is the guest of Senators Smith and Bisignano and the Committee on State Government, and she will be available for half an hour after this in the Senate lounge to meet with any of you who have questions. The second will be Kayla Lyon, hopefully. Second will be Kayla Lyon as the Director of Natural Resources. She's the guest of Senators Rosenboom and Hoag and the Committee on Natural Resources, and she'll be here for half an hour in the Senate lounge after this. The next is Helen Miller as both a member and the chair of the Board of Parole. She's a guest of Senators Garrett and Kinney and the Committee on Judiciary, and she will be available for half an hour in the Senate lounge after this. Fourth and final one is Beth Skinner as Director of the Department of Corrections. She is the guest of Senators Garrett and Kinney and the Committee on Judiciary Committee. And she'll be available for a half an hour in the Senate lounge after this.
Are there any senators seeking the floor for announcements, introductions, or points of personal privilege? For what purpose does the senator from Pottawatomie, Senator Dawson, seek the floor?
Thank you, Mr. President. We'll be in order for an announcement.
You're in order, Senator.
Thank you, Mr. President. Colleagues here in the Senate, today, February 5th, is Lobby Day event for APCO and NENA. These organizations handle every 911 call and emergency dispatch here in the state of Iowa. Please join APCO and NENA in the Rotunda at 2:30 for an afternoon snack and for opportunity to learn more about what they do. They look forward to talking to each of you about how they can help and how you can help them improve the delivery emergency services here in the people for the state of Iowa. Thank you, Mr. President.
For what purpose does the senator from Scott, Senator Knoyer, seek the floor?
For an announcement, Mr. President.
You're in order, Senator.
Brain injury advocates will be at the Capitol today for Brain Injury Awareness Day from 9:30 to 4 o'clock. Advocates are excited to speak with you about Brain Injury Alliance's legislative priorities, and so be on the lookout for your constituents. Thank you.
For what purpose does the senator from Cerro Gordo, Senator Reagan, seek the floor?
For an introduction.
You're in order, Senator.
Thank you, Mr. President. Ladies and gentlemen, up in the balcony you will see our distinguished guests today are the faculty and students from teacher preparation programs across the great state of Iowa. Together they represent the Iowa Association of Colleges for Teacher Education. Wow. And they are here and foremost here to tell you about how they are improving education and preparing world-class teachers for our Iowa learners. So please take the opportunity today to visit with them. Thank you.
Being no other senators seeking the floor, the chair recognizes. Are there any senators from the Democratic Caucus to be recognized? The chair recognizes the senator from Polk, Senator Peterson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Democrats will caucus in room 24.
The chair recognizes the senator from Polk, Senator Whitford.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move the Senate adjourn until Thursday, February 6th at 9 a.m.
Heard the motion of the senator from Polk, Senator Whitford. All those in favor say yay.
Yay.
Those opposed say no. The motion prevails. The Senate is adjourned until Thursday, February 6th at 9 o'clock a.m.